This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with you this morning to help you start your day right as we listen to God. And you know, listening to God really shapes your life. As you listen to God, His perspective starts to filter down into your perspective on life. And you begin to see things more like He sees them. And that gives you the ability to have faith and move forward with a peace and confidence that you're doing what God wants you to do in life. And when you have that confidence, then you know that you are okay. No matter what's happening, God is with you. And this is a part of trusting God. We're talking about trusting God this week. And I want to read you a few verses out of the book of Lamentations in the Bible. You may not have read Lamentations recently, but there's some beautiful verses here. Let me read them to you, starting in chapter 3, verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, God. Well, as we talk about trusting God this week, I want to say to you one of the biggest reasons that you can trust God on that personal level is that He has proven Himself to be absolutely faithful. As our verses said, the Lord's loving kindnesses never cease. He's proven Himself faithful. You know, as I think back on my life, I think of the trustworthiness of God and how I've found Him so faithful in my life. I think of the times when I have wished and longed for things to go differently. I think as a young man of the first time I really had full-on infatuation with a girl and thought that she was the one I needed more than anything else, no matter what, and my life was bound up in what she thought of me, cute, fun, and I really wrapped my life up in her just because of the way things work when you get infatuated with someone. And when things didn't work out with that, how heartbroken I was. I'd listen to sad music every night. I was disappointed, really depressed about it. As I look back on it now, though, I see how good God was. That wasn't who God had for me. He had someone for me that suited me perfectly. And she's in my life now. There's so many ways that we can look back, and sometimes in the middle of circumstances we think, oh, I don't know. I don't know. If God was with me, He'd be making this happen and that happen and that happen. But the more you walk with God and just trust Him through those things, the more you come to see as time goes by, God was right. He knew what He was doing. Even when there was great pain involved, I can trust God. He's trustworthy. And the more you trust Him and see Him work in your life, the more your confidence in who God is as a person will grow and grow and grow. He proves Himself faithful. I encourage you, if you haven't experienced the faithfulness of God yet in your life, you need to take some first steps. Some things you're facing right now, bring them to God. Even this morning, have a little time of quiet and talk to God about these issues that you're facing and how you're struggling with trusting Him. And let Him be at work in your heart and life. Let Him encourage you. And as you say, okay, God, I'm going to trust You, you will find yourself building experiences of life where you find God trustworthy, and you'll be able to trust Him more and more and more as time goes by. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.